Welcome to the Extreme Gaming Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Extreme Gaming Podcast, episode 314. I'm your host for today, Trev, as always. I am joined by Gray, Matt and Hans. Happy New Year to everyone out there. Mr. Matt, how the hell are you? It's been a moment.
I'm good, how are you? Happy New Year, everybody. Woo! Happy New Year again.
He's a happy camper.
We're in the 26th now.
The only problem with New Year's is, not every New Year, but most New Year's, we always go, well, I hope next year's better than this year. Well, I hope next year's better than this
year. I'm not going to say that. Mr. Great Gamer, how are you? How are you, Mr. Great Gamer?
I'm fine. I have Batman behind me. Of course, our audio people can't see that, but, you know.
No, they can't. They can't.
So he's looking over my shoulder.
And Mr. Hans, how are you? You looking forward to some bashing?
And I'm in a very bad mood thanks to outside interference. So, it's, yeah.
Right. Well, there's a lot of bashing coming up that point that Hans just made could actually be included easily. So
grab your lube.
If you must, yes. before I start, really quickly, don't forget the Discord, discord.gg/extremegamingpodcast. You can come in, ask us questions, take the piss, have a laugh, do what you want within reason. Or email info@extremegamingpodcast.com if you don't like Discord, which is fair enough. Today, it was Gray's idea, but I liked it, and we all do, because we want to have a bash at this. It's a kind of special episode, and if we'll get time at the end, we'll do some news as well, but it's the coming death of the PC enthusiast and gaming on track to change forever, or is it? Gray, I'll let you start off and kick this off, man, since you added in your quite a lot of information yourself there, and we'll just jump in with you.
Yep, basically, we've been wanting to do this for a while, but we wanted to wait and gather up some news as to the crazy stuff that's going on out there. But I don't think it's a big surprise to everybody, but maybe it is to our listeners. And basically what's going on out there, and it's been kind of proven, and it's right out in the open too, because they don't even deny it, half of these companies. And we're talking about, Microsoft, the Game Pass. We're talking about, the Xbox Game Pass as well. They're talking about, NVIDIA. They're talking about several other companies that are all involved, more or less, in some of this stuff. And what they're doing is basically a plan that I think that's been in motion for quite a while. And maybe we didn't see it right at first, but we pretty much caught on to it weeks ago. And that is that everything is being turned towards putting gaming into the cloud, and to take all the tech that we as PC enthusiasts or PC geeks so basically, some people have been saying, no, that's not it, because I'm on Game Pass and I'm enjoying it, and they're not steering everything there. And yet, as you watch, you slowly see games disappearing. It's been happening even before this, Hans knows, because there's no physical copies, which we've known that for a while. And then everything becomes digital. Then the prices start going up and nobody can afford to buy the games anymore. And a lot of this isn't from the fact that some of it's from the fact that they want to make more money. But the model out there to make more money in the corporate sense is to go to cloud gaming, because it makes way more money for them. The problem on top of that all is that the fact that even on the technical side, the hardware, it's getting to the point now, and you've seen NVIDIA putting in gazillions of dollars in AI. They've made announcements that they're not going to even bother putting out a new GPU in all of 2026. And I also heard rumors that it might even be some or all of 2027. I've also heard that RAM, even though at first was said to be, gone for 2026 and part of 2027, now we're hearing rumors 2028, even into 2029. So people like us that are PC enthusiasts that like to tinker with our computers and like to build it, we're like, it's gone, man, for us. I mean, basically, or it will be gone very, very soon.
You don't tinker with your PC and you don't build it, so you're not part of this special.
My tinkering's right here in my head, man. Sorry, I know what I'm buying. Anyway, just to give you a quickie little thingy here, I picked up offline on reading a bunch of different articles. Microsoft is said to have a long-term plan to take full control of the gaming industry. The real goal isn't consoles or hardware, but cloud gaming, xCloud. And you've seen the thing they've been doing where they play your games anywhere kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's was done on purpose because they're kind of preparing people. Ownership would disappear because its limits. It limits Microsoft's control. And by the way, substitute Microsoft's name for any other gaming, like whatever, except for Steam. And we'll get to that. Microsoft's control over access and money. Right now, they make hardware and games so expensive that people are pushed into subscriptions like Game Pass, xCloud. In the future, cloud services will be split into tiers, with premium users getting better quality and faster access, while others pay extra for resolution or speed. The Game Pass loyalty program would also turn into a battle pass. That's going to be bad. To keep players engaged. The next big step is free-to-play with ads. Tests, get this now. Tests are already happening in Africa, India, and Southeast Asia. It's already happening. So you know they're waiting to get it over here. Players watch ads to unlock streaming time. This is bad, guys. Okay. Unlock streaming time. Okay, not, it's not free. It's you get unlock stuff. Eventually, Microsoft could stop making hardware and game sales and even block downloads so that everything is streaming only. Y'all hearing this?
Yeah.
This is all stuff that, they feel is coming because the signs are on the wall, so to speak, that's coming down the pike. At that point, they'd have total control, no piracy, no ownership, and endless ways to charge for performance. If successful, the whole industry may follow. They already are, leading to uniform subscription controlled gaming, much like what happened with music, movies, and TV. So that's basically the statement I wanted to make to just think about this. There's so much in that one little statement that is just freaking nuts. So we'll let's talk about the game thing, then we'll move into the hardware end of it. But basically, can you imagine that they would block downloads of games? So that you can't download your game and are forced to actually have to go to Game Pass or wherever?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And
no, of course we cannot. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hans, start your rant. Just go for it, man.
Yeah, go.
You just go for it.
Rant. This is beyond
Rocky
the
style.
Rant.
Come on.
Let's start with the very beginning here. What you said about collecting games, right? So it all starts there. Like, and Steam is not free of this one. I'll get to Steam later. So they are the one that started all this crap on the PC, but that's another topic for later. Okay, calm down. So
deep breath.
Take a breath.
I'm trying to compose myself.
Think of all the tears.
Right?
Yeah, want to slow it down because you want to make sure you cover everything, otherwise you'll forget.
So let's start with the collecting part, right?
Okay.
I'm a collector. Okay. I know I'm a dying breed. There's not a lot of us out there, but let's be honest. Wasn't it fun back in the day when you got your copy, you know, bring it home with you, read the manual, all that kind of stuff. It's nostalgia, I know. But let's admit this one, it was fun to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can all agree on that one, I guess. So now,
okay. Anticipation, yeah.
Yeah, correct. Like in the car with your parents, whatever, right? So anyway, then you go into PC gaming, which is, of course,
my parents.
Yeah.
I was made to walk.
Yeah. We're not all 90 years old, Gray, so that's a discussion. But, so anyway, as a PC gamer, you know, it's been digital for a long time, and what annoys me the most, right, is me as a collector, if I want a physical game, I gotta buy PlayStation, Xbox, or what was the Nintendo thing called, the Switch, right?
The Switch, yeah.
Yeah, so which is ludicrous to me, but okay, it is what it is, right? So that's something you got to get over with as a collector, but yeah. So that, I think, is on Steam, because they kind of started this whole digital era, and other companies saw the success of it, and then, of course, yeah. But I don't think that is the worst offender, because you also have GOG. If you buy a game there, also brand new ones, you own the game. You get a download file, you can completely have it. You need a massive storage, of course, for most games, but it is what it is. So you actually own the game, right? But then we get to what you said there for Microsoft and other companies too, because as you said, I do think other companies are looking at this.
Oh yeah.
And if this is a success, it's gonna happen. I mean, I don't want to live in a world where I will own nothing and be miserable, right? We all know the slogan: "We'll own nothing and be happy." That is not what's going to happen in my case, and in your case, and in your case, and in everybody else's case, right? So, that has to do with gaming. So you're gonna be, oh, you're gonna own nothing, and you'll be very miserable because, let's say they charge you 30 here, 30 there. Everything is subscription. Subscription TV, subscription games, subscription this, watch ads, do this. I mean, in my country, God damn it, you can rent washing machines for 20 euros a month, right? This is the society we're going to, right? I don't want that. And whatever Microsoft does, I mean, they have to fail in this one. People, please do not do this. I know nobody will listen to me at all. But if this happens, right, this hobby is effectively dead.
Yeah.
I am not paying 30 euros a month for God knows what subscription. I'm just playing retro games for the rest of my life. And I mean, ugh.
Well, yeah. Interesting you mentioned that, because I was reading an article where they said that on Steam, and because that's where they were able to get the data from, they're saying that only 14% of all Steam players play new games.
Of course. Have you seen only the new games?
I was surprised.
With a few exceptions, there's not 5 or 10 new games that are actually good or have the quality of like games that played 10 years ago.
Besides that, right, right.
So, I mean, it's crazy. Assassin's Creed.
I'm surprised it was that. I was still surprised it was that low. I thought it would have to be like at least, you know, 30% or whatever, 35, but 14? Yikes. That's a good thing in a way, because basically all it means is that it could happen too in the future that nobody's going to start, you know, buying games anymore. We're all going to play our existing libraries, and they're going to end up losing money in the long run. Look, you
and
brought up
how long do you think this library is going to stay yours?
Don't scream, you're distorting. No, I don't know about that part of it, but the thing is, what's going to happen is going to be very similar to streaming, like you had brought up a second ago. When streaming first came out, streaming meaning TV streaming or movie streaming, when it first came out, not counting Netflix, because Netflix really had the market to begin with, and it was a good model, and it still is for them. But then everybody else came out and said, we're going to do that too. And so everybody comes out with their own streaming service. And before you know it, they all charge like a small price, and it looked pretty good for all of us, right? And then all of a sudden, the price goes up. They're losing billions with a B dollars in the streaming thing. And they got to change everything, change the model, offer less stuff, jack the price up 2 to 3 times higher. And now it's at this point where they're not even really making money. And some of them are getting out of streaming. And some of them are going back to selling stuff to Netflix because they don't want to be in it anymore.
Do you think streaming is a good evolution from TV? This is more expensive than...
No, I agree with you. The way I think I liked it before was that when Netflix... And I'm not trying to say one streamer should rule them all.
The point is that
when Netflix was doing it, at least you know you could go to one, let's say maybe two, if you want to stretch it a little. Say two. And those two pretty much control all that stuff. But you still had the choice of doing all the other channels the way they usually do it, the networks that they used to, how the networks used to program, et cetera, and had better quality shows and yada, yada, yada. But that's just not happening anymore. Now you really got to look through all the garbage to find something good. Well, the same thing is happening now with the gaming, and it's gonna go the same route. It already is.
I'm
trying to get Matt in for his opinion. I know you're very heated and passionate about that, which I respect. That's why I love you guys.
Yeah, we got big.
But Matt is. I'm curious in Matt's impression of us, because he might just be like, screw it, I'll just go and have a drink and never play games again. I don't know.
I've already started. I'm opening a pub now.
More than start. You know, we've got hands there that says we might have to go back the way and actually play everything that we've got so far. So I've been slowly building up my back catalogue because I knew this was coming. Call me Mystic Meg. So, Matt, what's your opinion on this, mate?
How to put it nicely?
Can't.
yeah. I bet ownership is the enemy to the corporations. I think. Yeah. You know, it's a big deal that, you know, that they're taking away pretty much what we have already that is kind of, like, it's not supported well with law. So if there is anything down the line, it's going to be a lot harder to deal with issues. Because some stream or downloads that you get won't work. and you get no support, basically, from the companies. So that's going to be a lot difficult, I think, as well from here.
Matt, can I throw something at you here? I mean,
you can throw it at me. I'll download the DLC for
Imagine you get home from work, right?
Mm-hmm.
You finally get some time to play your video game. Let's say The Witcher 4, just sake of argument, right? Mm-hmm. So you start your game, and you need to watch two ads to even start the game. It's like, during mid-game, you get
ads. It's like Windows all over again.
This is not a future that I want.
It's nobody's future. Nobody wants this. It's a money gimmick. That's all it is. It's all about the money,
Prime Video boys.
How much they can make.
Yeah, I've got some Prime Video.
You should give your opinion.
But then VHS, we used to have all that. But it was more trailers.
You get the same in Prime Video. You get adverts in that as well.
Even though you pay,
yeah. Yeah, and they say they won't interrupt the most important bits and all that, and they lied, they went back in that one. I think there's an in-between here at the moment. What will probably happen is the last place to lose physical media will be obviously, because the Pete's going to PC is the consoles, it will still go for at least another generation after this one. So what will probably happen is other people will probably get pushed into consoles. Is what I think will probably happen, especially with the high price of equipment and components for PCs at home. That'll be a thing. However,
I agree.
The cloud future is fascinating, and I'm glad Gray brought it up, because part of the deal between Microsoft and Activision for in the UK, whatever their trade commission's called, was that you have to sell some of your cloud side of things so that you're already too high in that. So that was Matt, do you want to jump in?
So I was going to also say, just to add on to the top of that as well, I can see a lot of stores, a lot of retailers being shut down, losing out on there as well.
Games already went.
Games gone.
I think they partnered with Sports Direct for a while, anyways. Not that anybody was actually there to man the game bloody desk or anything, but
I mean, over here, game stores like they used to be are not the same anymore. But there still is a chain, GameStop, that's still here, still going. But I don't see them going for much longer, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see them going much longer. I don't know how they could possibly keep up. At this rate, their store's gotten so small now. It used to be big, now it's like the size of a shoebox.
I don't know. This testing out cloud computing in certain regions of the world. Mm. You mentioned Africa. That's might sound like a batshit crazy idea, but start the testing in the countries with the worst internet, potentially, and then see what you can do with that, because we know that we probably got decent enough internet. In fact, we do, to cloud stream certain games, even though we don't want to. And then build up from there, and it will get to that stage. I'd like to have my cake and eat it. I would like to have the choice of both.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem at the moment. You know, like, cloud streaming has a place, for sure. Some people will suit down to a T, but always have that choice. And then NVIDIA were the first to throw in the, tell me if I'm wrong, NVIDIA, the 100-hour cap, right? Can you go past that, boys? Can you go past that if you pay more?
Yeah, it's back 15
euros, I think, or something for...
They figured out that if you went the whole way and you wanted more hours out of GeForce... Let's back up a second, because some of our audio people out there that are listening don't understand. There's two types of things going on right now. There's the cloud gaming, which is its own thing. Yeah. And then there's NVIDIA essentially selling or leasing or subscribing, I should say, to their hardware. So now you basically are subscribing to a 5080 at X dollars to be able to play for however many hours. And now they're virtual talking cart. About where the tiers are going to also be charged by resolution. Get this. So not only can you sit there and pay like whatever it is, $20 or something. Oh, you want 1080p? Another $10. Oh, you want 1440p? Nah, another $10. You want 4K? Oh, another $20. And before you know it, you're paying $50-$60 a month. So now we understand what NVIDIA is doing. And so that makes it a 1-2 punch and you're out. Because if you're really paying all this money for the PC gaming cloud, and then if you want to go for the GeForce stuff, you got another whole bunch of money. And originally, all of us here said that when, oh yeah, GeForce, you know, but you know, we build our own computers. We don't need GeForce. It's nice for people that can't afford, you know, computers like ours that they could GeForce. And that's true. But I'm not taking anything away from that.
True.
But what's happening now is that they're purposely moving it towards where no one will have a choice because the hardware is going to be gone. And so everything has to go the way they want it to go.
It's all one circle, is it? I mean, I sent you a picture earlier, right? The RTX 5090 over here is up to €4,099. I mean, let that sink in for a graphics card, right? What was it, $4,800?
The same in the States.
Yeah, $4,800 USD.
Yeah.
$5,000 for one of the top 5090s.
Which is crazy.
I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, we checked my RAM kit also. I bought it for 220 or 30 euros like a year ago now. That same RAM kit is now 1,199 euros.
Everyone's entitled to be frustrated, especially Hans, right? He's the biggest, of many things actually, but he's the biggest passionate person when it comes to PC gaming here. I have to say that. And he was always the hardware guy I would speak to for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it will hit him the most. Don't get me wrong, I'm pissed off about it as well, and I'm frustrated. I'm slightly less frustrated because, at least for now, we all were fortunate to get the 5090, part of the exception of Matt here, but we still love him. He's like a mascot. He's like a mascot. We'll have him still on the team, even though he's not got a 5090. So,
stop knocking on Matty boy.
Nah, we still love him. He'll get one at one point. That'll be his. He'll request that as a wedding present.
I'm gonna have to be like Indiana Jones if I need to get one of them.
Hey, look, exactly. Matt, to be honest with you, you're lucky at this point to even have a 5080. Not because you could afford or not afford it, but because it's fucking crazy now.
It is
absolutely crazy.
It was a do or die moment for the 5080. It's either that or nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. For now, we are okay, right? Because we're fortunate to get our cards.
Yeah.
But let's say in like 5 years or something.
Right? Less than that, geez.
Three.
Yeah, two.
No. The next NVIDIA launch, it'll be the 6,000, whatever that is. That'll be then, a couple of years.
Do you think that's still affordable for normal people?
No. And see, the problem is, the most and for the people listening rather than watching, the most affordable air brackets option was always, or bang for buck, was usually the 80, the 5080, the 4080, whatever. Right. Usually, not always. And that one would sell out so quickly that prices would go up anyway. The 5090 is the be all and end all. I am so fortunate that I was able to get a Founders Edition because as I've said before, I love the FE cards. I got it for an MSRP, which in the UK is £1,800. And I got one, and I'm so lucky because I know in the States it's like 2,500 MSRP if you can get one, and then you go up to Hans. You were talking about 5,000 euros for a
4,000,
right?
Yeah, 4,099 euros at the moment. Yesterday they were only 3,599, so they went up.
What kind of card, mate? Are we talking about Founders Edition levels?
The Astral was 4,099. They were all 4,099, with exception of the Asus TUF, which was only 3,999.
Right. The reason I ask that is because I don't know if anyone saw Jay's Two Cents video recently with the 5090. It was Asus one. It was like the Matrix type design on the card. It was beautiful.
Was that the special edition one?
Yeah, that's the extreme expensive one.
Not the red one.
Yes, that is $5,000, right? That's $5,000 because it's the high end, and he was complaining about
that. You only made 100 of them, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Jesus.
And just here's a little scoop. Yeah. Let's see, yesterday or tomorrow, MSI is going to announce a new 5090, the Lightning one, which is also going to be extremely high end, indeed,
I'm going back on the street corner. I've got a lot of money to sell.
Oh, not again. Yeah. You said you wouldn't do that anymore, man.
I know. Got to get my thing out.
Well, when I heard that, what he said about...
And all. Fucking hell.
When I first heard MCS cool having,
sorry.
making a new 5090, I'm sitting there going like, why? But then I'm sitting there thinking about it. Well, the only thing that's selling is 5090s. So I guess it isn't
that
stupid.
Is the... Sorry.
To them.
That is the insane part of this whole thing. And we are guilty of this also. We're paying those prices. Not to be fair, I wouldn't pay €4,000 or €5,000 for a card.
No, I just
don't have that money to spend on a card.
No, that's insane. Hey, look, we thought getting it for, I mean, when Trev was lucky, I was lucky, because I got it at MSRP, and that was just, I mean, talk about dumb luck. I mean, all I did was go on a website at Best Buy, and there it was, and I'm going like, I'm like blinking and resetting the page, because I'm sitting there going like, there's no way in hell that's available. And it was, and I just go, holy crap, and I wish that I'd bought two, because I could have sold, you know, but I got the one, and I was going, wow, man, I can't believe it, and I was just like, you know, but when you think about it, you listen to the story we're saying now for each other. Oh, we're so lucky that we were able to get it for $2,500.
Yeah. No, I know. Remind me what card you got again, Gray. It wasn't an FE, was it? It was something else.
No, mine was an MSI Trio.
Trio,
right.
So and actually, the Trio is selling better than most on eBay. Right now,
I think MSRP of tell me if I'm wrong, MSRP of a 5090 FE in the States, if you can get one, I'm sure was 2000.
2000, yes.
Yeah. So actually, are you paying MSRP because you paid 500 more than what you could get at?
Well, it was around 3000
stock as well, isn't it?
First of all, MSRP is as released by NVIDIA as a joke, because it's not really the MSRP. We know
there's this. A few out
of
there.
Course. And then they make their versions and put their final MSRP price on it, and that's what I got it for. Since I got it, it just went up crazy from there. And then they sold out immediately.
And to add on to that, Gray, this is something else you guys are aware of. You might have forgot about it for a moment. That NVIDIA, I don't know if this is rumor or fact, are about to sell, when they sell chips to partners, so they make their own boards, they're going to sell the chips to them without any VRAM on them. They need to source their own VRAM. Because they're on shortage of RAM and components and stuff.
It'll keep their prices down as well, wouldn't it, really?
That's mental, man. Yeah. It's just genuinely absolutely batshit crazy.
Yeah, but this whole cycle of hardware at the moment, I mean, we're not just talking RAM and graphics card. I mean, have you seen the price of SSDs?
Yeah, they've gone up. Hard drives have gone up as well.
Hard drives
to follow.
Hans, why are those things affected? Right? I know why the RAM is affected, right?
Because they need the storage capacity.
Oh, for the data centers, but I thought it was mostly just RAM they needed, but no, it's several components.
It's the whole cycle. I mean, you know, it's...
And Gray and I have been, for research purposes, been watching some videos from that lovely Russian lady who used to make chips, remember, Gray? So
I gotta check. She hasn't accepted any invitation yet. I'll have to check again.
We're trying to get her on the podcast. It'll be extremely difficult to do because she is very popular and very busy. But she used to work in the chip industry, and she was making them all the time and designing them and whatnot. So she knows what she's talking about, and she's got like PhD and stuff. So she is a smart cookie. Mm-hmm. We've been watching some documentaries on the chip factories that are made and the shortages of components and what it means and the AI boom. And that's what's got me up to speed a lot more on this topic Gray wanted to bring to the table. And I find it fascinating. Okay, I'm annoyed. Not Hans level annoyed, but considering this guy's like the Yoda of like PC hardware enthusiasm, then, you know, I get it. But I kind of try to sit back and just see it from all sides. And I'm not on Microsoft's side, never will be, because I'm sick of them and all the things they've done. But it's getting to the stage where we all might just be retro gaming and we'll have no say or choice in it whatsoever. Yeah. But LAN parties will come back. Because we'll have no choice.
We gotta be honest. Consoles are gonna be massively affected by this, also.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 6 or next Xbox, whatever they're gonna be.
They're all going to be delayed, aren't they?
They're gonna be delayed, and they're gonna be over $1,000.
How have they reduced the storage in them as well now?
They did. The PS5 revision that came out, the Slim, they actually reduced it to 600 odd gig for the SSD.
Ridiculous.
And that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
And it was the same price. It was still the same price. It didn't reduce the price. Right. But right now, MSRP of a... You can't see this. I'm pointing at my PS5 Pro. That is £700. Yep. I can't remember where it is in dollars. Probably 799
euros over here, but
it's $800, yeah. 800 euros as well.
Yeah.
Now, it still technically is, but if you imagine that as the benchmark and then a new generation console comes out, how can you charge the same as that? Mm-hmm. You'd have to sell units and make a loss, you'd need to sell under. So the new generation of consoles will cost an absolute shit ton, guys.
Well, maybe we're going to find out what Steambox is going to go for.
Yeah, you know why they're not telling you the price for that? Because they're shitting it as well. They don't know what to charge.
It's also really quiet on that front now.
Yeah.
There's nothing new is coming out, so...
They're going to watch the waves to see where the prices go and then make their mark.
Yeah, exactly. They're gonna, I have a funny feeling that they might even price it as a close to loss leader, and then just because in the long run they'll make it, you know, with the games and stuff.
They have said they will not make a loss on that, so it might be close to it, Gray, like you say, but they say we, and I believe them because they don't have to do this. This isn't their main part of their business. This is like, well, this will be cool if we could do this, and we have the financial clout to do it, so let's go ahead and do it. So they don't need to. Whereas Sony and Microsoft kind of do to an extent because it's a core bit of their business.
Yeah, they have shareholders. So, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of fascinating and interesting, the whole thing. Anyone else got any other points they want to add on to that at this stage? Any more ranting you want to do, Hans? You feel slightly better? No, maybe.
There's nothing left to say also. I mean.
Sure there is. You always have something to say. What are you talking about?
Something to say. I mean, come on. If somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I want to build a PC, can you, in good conscience, recommend anything to do?
I'd say you could download one from here. And here's a DLC for the RAM.
I said that on a previous podcast a few months back. I had to say, just get a console, man. I mean...
And for him to say that, by the way, guys, no, there wasn't any gun pointing to his head. He generally had to say that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can't in good conscience say, like now, build a PC. You can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. What are you going to do? You can't buy RAM. You can't afford an expensive GPU before, and you certainly can't afford it now.
What about eBay secondhand?
Well,
even used, though.
But even used, it's used.
Well, let me give you, for instance, Trev wanted to know what the FE is going for over here. It's going for, the FE 5090 is going for $2,800, one sold today.
Is that eBay?
$3,400 today. $3,350 yesterday. So there you go.
Remember the MSRP of $2,000 and the cheapest he could find was $28.
Yeah.
Was that brand new or second hand, Gray?
These are used.
Yeah.
Oh my.
These are used. let me back up. They say new, but a lot of these have been used and then thrown right back in the box again, like before they get it anymore.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to tell.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost impossible to tell.
Right. So it's not new, sealed in box. It's just new-ish.
New other.
Yeah, it's new other.
99% new.
and then the other thing that they're doing is the companies that sell. I think Micro Center in the States is a good example, and probably Overclockers in the UK are good examples of companies that will sell you pre-built machines. Mm-hmm. They're starting to sell pre-built machines to you without RAM in them.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who's supposed to
you need to source your own RAM?
You're pushing the button. Hello. It's not cut. I've got this I've got this BIOS screen. What's going on?
Yeah, well, what's going on? Okay, what's happening?
Because you mentioned it, and I kind of threw an article in there. Here's one example. Paradox Customs, who sells, you know, what you said, pre-built. Says it is adding a no RAM option to its pre-built configurator, pointing to ongoing shortages and memory prices climbing. So basically, you could just, I like that one, and then you just got, here's the no RAM version, which of course you can't buy RAM, and so you're still stuck. So now you bought a dud computer that's as good as an Anchor, and you have no RAM. You can't
Laptop RAM, so dim converters, there you go, but it's also expensive. It's the same crap in laptop world, so that's
Well, they're doing the same with the old DDR4, aren't they? They're actually dusting that off and bringing that out. And
DDR4 is also huge.
And it's expensive, though. Yeah, but it's not as expensive as DDR5.
No, true.
Yeah. I still got some in my cupboard.
But it's still climbing. And I thought it was interesting. I don't remember which board maker it was. But I just saw the ad for a nice-looking board, all DDR4, no 5 at all on the board.
Asrock is bringing back DDR4 boards.
Yeah, brand new.
What was it? Was it AM4 motherboards that were starting to
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. And again, for some of our people out there, we're coming down in generations, and it's not going up like we always used to do. We're coming down, man, and they're selling them.
Yeah, I got a good description for gamers, PC gamers. This is what the system's doing to us. Holes in our socks.
Jesus Christ, right. So for those that are listening, Matt just showed us his stinky foot, and really, you should have got socks for your Christmas, boy.
I should have done, ridiculous. Shouldn't I? I got bloody deodorant. I was like, what am I going to do with this?
So do I. Everyone wakes up on Christmas Day in the whole UK.
I bought an engagement ring. She gives me bloody deodorant.
Everyone smells of Lynx Africa or Axe. Yeah. It's Axe in the rest of the world.
We should all make a meme where we put like a stick of RAM, a bottle of deodorant, and sock.
In my sock.
Which would you want to buy?
Even the green RAM, right? The green sticks, RAM. Remember those, right?
Yeah.
They're also 700 to 800 euros over here.
Yeah, the bear, they call it, I think, right? The bear. Naked RAM.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, I checked out just the heck of it, this site that's not selling any RAM. And it's so funny. There's an ad, the usual ad that you see, and there's a really nice, you know, built computer with the fans and the RGBs going on and everything. And then, biggest day in the bottom right corner, it says no RAM. And it has a stick. They show a stick of RAM. This is no.
With a red circle, Matt, with a red line through it.
Matt, don't be surprised. Actually, if anything, right, I hope I'm not out of place by saying so. Mr. Matt, it was some good news for me, his lady. There's marriage in the future and all that. But instead of rings,
I may have to sell it for RAM, you know.
See when it comes to that day. No. See if she whips out and wait for it. Get her mind out the gutter. Whips out a stick of RAM instead of a ring. She's a keeper. She's a keeper, mate.
Yeah. That's what I want for a wedding gift. Give RAM.
Yeah.
And a
source RAM.
It's like, honey, Matt, why is there a wedding ring that looks like the one I bought you on eBay asking for money or exchange for RAM?
The ring that the guy gets is not worth anything. The ring that she gets is worth a lot more.
Yes, we know.
She's only trying to tell me I had to buy my ring. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, you know, it'll be funny when you get married, Matt. When you get married, she'll show the her rings off, right? She puts her hand up, and instead of see the ring, you got a big 50-90 taped to her hand.
Absolutely. How insane is that a stick of RAM or a kit of RAM is more than a PlayStation or an Xbox? Just think about
it.
Just
one little part.
Hans, I'm raging because when I was upgrading my PC over the last like 6 months or so, I had DDR4, and I was happy with that DDR4 RAM. And then I was upgrading. I thought, right, I'll stick it on eBay and I'll just like sell it for whatever. That's before this boom. So I was kicking myself there. This is why Gray's holding on. And Mr. Gray, don't hold on too long, otherwise it could backfire on you, mate, because you're not Mystic Meg. You don't know when it'll reach its peak.
You know? That's why I'm watching. I watch eBay at least once or twice a week. I keep track. So as soon as I see where the prices are leveling, I'm selling then.
Right.
Get what I can.
As soon as I sell mine, I'm going to get a whole castle. Probably got 2 sticks. So,
I'm going to get a new car.
On the island of off of Edinburgh. Is that castle?
Quite crazy. I do think, though, that all these high hardware prices are playing to the hands of those companies that want to do everything, subscription based. Because nobody will be able to afford anything anymore.
A lot of these people selling the pre-builds, they're going to be going out of business next. I mean,
they're next on the list. Yeah, that's over.
I mean, it was funny because the guy that written this article, he goes, if you're selling the computer with no RAM, then it's just a box with a power button.
That's it.
That's true.
Pretty sure you will be able to rent rent your 1590 or whatever. So
that's the whole point. So you won't even be able to buy a pre-built now. You just have to go on and you have to rent from NVIDIA and then rent from the game cloud and you play on a netbook, you know, or something. I mean, that's where it's going, man.
A Chromebook.
I still got my old graphics card I can rent.
A Chromebook with a decent little monitor or something, whatever, you know, your TV or something. And there you go. And then you're paying your 50, 60 bucks a month.
One of those CRT TVs.
There's no way I would pay 50 or 60 bucks a month to play video games. That is absolutely
There'll be people that will pay for it. There's no doubt.
Well, I know.
If we're following on from that, guys, and we're still in the hardware section, we may as well, like, I had a couple of things, and so does Gray, like hardware related. He mentioned one thing just a moment ago as well. I mentioned near the start of this as well, the 100-hour limit with GeForce, NVIDIA GeForce Gaming.
Yeah.
And just to elaborate on that a little bit more, slight older news for some, but it only happened recently. GeForce Now is set to cap playback at 100 hours per month starting January the 1st there. It was announced a little while back, but I think everyone forgot about it. It will only affect users with new subscriptions. Those users who remain active subscribers will be impacted starting next year. It'll take a bit longer. And to make it easier to understand, there was a Redditor sharing a price chart that estimates how much cloud gaming could cost you once you go over the included hours. And just to give you a kind of example, the chart has two tiers. And we're dealing in dollars for this. Performance is $10 per month, the performance tier, plus $3 for extra 15 hours additionally played. Ultimate is $20 per month, plus $6 for every extra 15 hours. It also uses an average month length of whatever 3.43 days and rounds up to the next 15-hour block once you cross 100 hours. And so if you were to play, say, 3 hours a day, which is perfectly a normal gaming session for a lot of people, around 91 hours per month, the total stays at $10 or $20. But at 4 hours per day, that's 122 hours per month, and that takes you over that 100-hour cap, of course. The estimate rises to $16 for performance or $32 for ultimate. About 5 hours, it's $22 or $44, and at 10, it's $52, call it, and $104. That is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, no, that's... I'm not knocking that point, Matt, that's valid, but that'll be another element. Like, it's already been tested out by Microsoft. That could be... They could, like Netflix, for example, at the moment, right? Netflix, on Prime, will add in videos... at certain times... on Prime Video, like I said before, you can pay a few extra pounds or dollars to get those few ads taken out if you want. So there could be tiers like this where, okay, NVIDIA will stick with their subscription model, but then maybe Microsoft come along with their ultimate gaming setup and they go, right, well, for our Game Pass, we will have a subscription, but if you're willing to have ads in one of your subscriptions, you'll pay less or something like that.
Right.
You know? And that'll affect consoles as well as PC players as well. Because the thing is, all these massive data centers or AI centers are building at the moment, right? This is the lady on YouTube that we watch. They are doing this so that they will have massive, massive AI farms where compute is sold back to people. And that was a point she made. Amazon have got a huge setup for this. And they will literally sell a bit back to you or to various companies of actual compute, and that's how they're going to start making their money. And like, how do you battle companies of that size, genuinely? This is why the Steam Machine's not been announced yet in terms of price, because of how much the hardware is going to cost them. And, you know, is Half-Life 3 going to be in there? That's another factor. So it's bonkers. What do you guys make in the cap of the 100 hours? I mean, I know you don't like streaming in this respect. It's nice to have the option, but you don't want to be forced into it. But having a cap on the standard level, is that taking the piss, surely?
I think it is, absolutely. I mean, there shouldn't be a cap because you're paying for a subscription per the month or how they do it. Right. What's the time thing got to do? I mean, you get that on the basic plan anyways, where you have to log off after a few hours or an hour and then come back. Yep. And I'm just looking on their site now, and half of their subscriptions are in brackets, no ads included in some of these. So you have ads already coming up on there. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was looking at a chart since you had mentioned that. It said basically if you play 3 hours a day, and that's if, you know, anybody that plays a lot of games ain't playing a lot more than 3 hours a day. But let's just say 3 hours. They estimate that at 3 hours a day, not a whole lot will change. In other words, you most likely can afford it. It'll be okay. But if you start to go over three a day on average, then it starts to move up and up and up. Yeah. I mean, what? Just out of curiosity, because I'm gonna read this draft to you, but I want to know, what do you think is an average amount of gaming a day to somebody that really likes to play?
Three hours. Me coming out of my hangar from Star Citizen. That's three hours.
Exactly. Right,
you know,
right.
What the hell am I going to do with the rest of the time? It's like, so you let, know, let's I say, need let's, at least
let's
a minimum
say, let's not
seven,
say
eight.
The gamer. Let's not say the gamer that spends that never sleeps. Let's just say, you know, an avid gamer. Whatever. How many hours a day do you think that would be?
I'd say four or five at least.
Okay. Minimum. So if it's five, it says here that the ultimate package, if they're going to, I'm assuming they're going to go ultimate, right?
Yeah.
It's going to cost them almost $44 a month right there for 5 hours a day. After a year, it's going to cost $527. And after 5 years, it's going to cost $2,637 just on the renting of the computer, per se, right? That doesn't count the Game Pass. So if you had to throw a Game Pass in there, you pretty much have to double these figures in a lot of respects. Maybe not completely, but you know what I mean. So if we were to double that, throwing in the cloud gaming and everything, now you're talking about 5 hours a day is going to cost you $86 a month. And then it's going to cost you $1,000 a year. And then it's going to cost you $5,000 in 5 years. Yeah. And then, God forbid, you play more than the 5 hours. Man, if you're a gamer that's playing something like eight, now you're talking about $160 a month. And yeah. I'm not talking about the game. Oh, yeah, Game Pass included. $160 a month. And then it goes up to $9,000 over 5 years.
Well, great. See these subscription models. At least with Nvidia, you don't even own the game, or you can't even rent the game. You've got to have your own game, if I'm right in saying, and then you're able to.
Right. You're renting hardware. Yeah. What are you going to do with the hardware if you don't have the game?
Exactly. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm not saying it would make it better, maybe slightly better, if they go, okay, these are a bunch of titles that are included that we have and you have license to play. But they don't even do that. They're like, okay, that's just for the equipment, and then you have to go and buy a $50, $60, $70, $80 game or whatever. So it's a cluster if, so it is, boys. Yeah. It's a cluster if.
It kind of makes you wonder, like, why did Steam come out with a Steam box? Now, maybe because they didn't realize RAM was going to go that short, you know, when they were devising it. But in a sense, I kind of would have double thought bothering at all. I mean, and now they're stuck where they've got to come up with a price, and they're so afraid of charging what they wanted to charge. And now they don't know what's going to go on. True. You know, and stuff. Yes. So
go for it, Matt.
I love this button. This is mad. Sorry. I'm about to
get son. That's how we get son.
That's it. That's what she said. I put my hand up each time. Anyway, another thing I was thinking about this, you know, for professional streamers, because they have to stream, what's it, minimum 4 or 5 hours, anyways, to get something going. You know, it's going to really affect them as well if they have to come down this route as well. Well, the game now is gonna hit heavy,
expensive, potentially.
I mean, the other side of the coin is if you're spending all this money on renting, essentially, or subscribing to hardware, you will never own the hardware. So that means you can't. Now, some people they don't care, but even the mild geek, all the way up to us, are going to be going like, wow, man. So after all this, 2, 3, 4 years, I own no computer.
There's nothing.
No
graphics, what have I got to show for it? Nothing.
You got a netbook to show for it. That's it. Yeah. Like, it just boggles my mind. Can you imagine the four of us all playing on a netbook?
Yeah.
we don't have anything else. I can tell. I can see smoke coming off of Hans's head for that one.
Back to Tetris. Here we go.
I'm actually speechless about what is happening at the moment. So
you get that way, after a while. You know, I mean, I can understand that.
I mean, for enthusiasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have two choices. We either, you know, we pay up, we cough up the money for a subscription, which I really don't see myself doing, to be fair. Or we go back to the older games we still own. And, you know, the digital library, that's also a thing. For now, Steam is the good guy, right?
Yeah.
But imagine a world where Microsoft, good guy, I mean, air quotations.
Yeah.
Imagine the world where Microsoft, Sony, and all those other companies are doing subscription-based models, and they're actually successful. What do you think Steam is going to do after a while?
Oh, they're going to... I could be wrong. I think they're going to be highly successful at the beginning, and because a lot of people that want to play games but can't own our kind of equipment will be very happy. And then you're going to have the other side of the coin where people that are like us, or maybe even a little bit under us as far as, you know, hard work and stuff, are going to be like pissed because now they have no chance to do anything anymore that we always used to be able to do. And I'm pretty convinced that when NVIDIA comes out with a so-called new GPU in 2027 or whatever, from what I'm reading there, I forgot what the name they gave. You know, they get those crazy names to the new architecture or whatever they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there reading this thing and I'm going, I don't see anything impressive with the architecture they're talking about. I mean, assuming they even come out with it, I think it's a smokescreen.
All they do is they go down in a nanometer production so they get more efficiency and more power. It's not, they're not reinventing the wheel when they come out with new architecture as such. So,
like I said, I think it's all BS. I think they're just saying that they're working on this, and sure, they're devoting a whole lot of time working on that while they're making gazillions of dollars on AI and whatnot. I mean,
is it because AI told them to?
That's it. Yeah.
They told the big boss, what do I do today?
Well, I got an idea. Why don't we play a little game? And this is going to be very tough.
Oh, no. That ended in several Hollywood movies, some of which were good.
Still crap. Yeah.
But think about this for a second. Can we see any.
You got to do it in the voice. Sorry.
In a world.
What's his name? Toby Bell?
In a world where gaming's taken over. And everything's in the cloud. Do you want to be part? Anyway, so
what
is there a silver lining anywhere, even if it's a little one?
Yes.
Yes, I could think
cable
of one.
Cable clearing.
When this happens mainstay, Gray, when this happens proper mainstay in the future, you may or may not be around to witness it, so you might not have to part with this crap.
Thanks a lot.
Well,
you said a silver lining. You did say a silver lining.
There's definitely silver there.
I get it. I look at it this way. The only thing I could think of that would be interesting, if it could, is that somebody, some smaller group out there, whoever they are, some smaller think tank group, would have to come up with something that's really innovating to be able to revive our hobby. That's the way I look at it. But the problem is that... to be that really innovative, you have to have some money, and I don't know if there's enough of that money to do any real innovating.
Is the Steam Box not that? Is the Steam Machine not that innovation?
I think the Steam Box is partially that. But remember, it's still...
they're not reinventing the wheel.
Right, it's still a console. I mean, it's like, you know...
Is that console? I mean,
the only thing I can think of is that if Steam comes out and says... You know, look, we're not going to cloud gaming. We're never going to go to cloud gaming. And everybody can still have their games over here on Steam. Now, if they do that, which I have a funny feeling they will, because it's a good PR move, then that could really be, at least we could still kind of have what we like with the games.
That's a good point. That's a good, because they're the biggest player in the market at the moment for
exactly.
that. And they do not have to sell because they're a private company. So Microsoft can come over with all their billions, and for all Gabe Newell is or isn't, he doesn't need to sell. He's got enough yachts. Why would he need more money? He's happy with the status quo. So
I mean, I could be wrong, but I got a funny feeling, like you just said, Trev, and we've all thinking that he could come out smelling like a hero if he plays his cards right. He really could.
How does a hero smell of Axe Africa?
Yeah, you know, it's like when you go out and the rain's coming and it smells really clean and everything, as opposed to like car exhaust right in your face. One of those two.
Got you.
But I mean, I really think if he plays his car race, Gabe could be look like the guy that's riding in on the white horse. You know,
Well, this if this thing machine is priced properly, right, so they just make a profit, a small profit, and nothing else, that along with announcing hopefully Half-Life 3 at the same time, they could make a big difference in the market with that, with sales, with software, hardware sales. Let's hope so. I really hope that is the case.
What do you think of this now? And Hans, listen up on this one. What if Steam sells the Steam Box, includes Half-Life 3, and includes a physical edition along with it? That would be...
It would be to be fair now, let's take that idea.
Okay.
How many people do you think realistically are still interested in a physical edition of Half-Life 3? Besides from a few collectors.
I think you would be surprised because only on a game like that or a bigger game. You remember, Half-Life's been, with the exception of Alex, it's been gone for many, many years. And the last time you bought a Half-Life was a physical copy. Yeah. I mean...
True, I got it here somewhere.
Yeah, so I really think that could be a really cool PR move, and it would be, you know, the box, the game, and a physical copy. Like, oh, shit, man. You know, and on top of that, it could be worth a lot of money, so Hans will be buying it first, but, you know.
depends on the price.
They'll have the special edition for $388. Whoa! No, but I'm sorry. I would not put it past Steam, because I think they're all sitting there now in a conference room going like, how many ways can we spin the positive on this one and look good doing it, you know? And I mean,
true, it
could happen. The only other thing I can think of after that is like with RAM. Well, you know what? Here's the problem. RAM is one. We keep forgetting that SSDs are going up.
Yeah,
so the people that are doing the pre-builds, what are they going to do? Start selling pre-builds with no drives and no RAM? I mean, they're definitely, I feel bad for them, but they're all going to go out of business. You can't do that.
We are so screwed. I mean, it's just not funny anymore.
By the way, just to read you a couple more statistics. So here's the PC market forecast scenario. They give a normal, a moderate, and a pessimistic. Okay. They said that in 2025, they were 6.6% ahead. In 2026, they predict the best case scenario to be -2.4%. And then moderate would be 4.9% negative. And if it's really pessimistic, almost 9% negative. That's a huge drop.
Wow.
You know, right there in one year. And I'm not surprised. I can see that happening easily. Now they don't throw consoles in on this. I kind of wish they did, but talking on the PC end of it, I think consoles are going to have a windfall briefly because of what's happening briefly. Here. And then it's going to catch up to them.
The rest of this generation, great. Certainly not the next one,
because
that's when prices will still be really extortionate and high. Kind of nuts. If we're staying on the kind of trend of hardware a little bit, a little kind of tongue-in-cheek article that I found before this was going to be talked about, but it's kind of, since it's tongue-in-cheek, I'll read it out anyway. There was a GeForce RTX 3080 Ti 20 gig VRAM engineering sample that showed up on Reddit. Now, the reason I bring that up is we were talking about shortages of VRAM for quite a while. And now there'll be even bigger shortages because of what's happened in the AI industry at the moment. When they're designing cards, we don't really have a clue, but they must make so many different types with so many different variation of RAM modules on there to see what they can come up with. And then you then see that a 3080, I mean, Hans, you might know this, what 3080 Ti, can you recall off the top of your head what the default VRAM was on it? Was it not like
12 gigabytes?
Yeah. 12, right, there you go. And that back then was considered about the norm and still probably okay. And then you're coming up with an addition with 20 gig. I mean, there was rumours of a 5080 Super coming out with like more RAM on it by default. It's kind of nuts really what they can actually get. Now, that's obviously, I mention this because I say it's tongue-in-cheek, it won't happen now, especially with the current environment. that goes to show the kind of mad, crazy cards or designs they come up with before they actually release anything. What were they working on in the 4000, the 5000 series engineer examples before it got on there? Now, you would want to run this ideally because it needs patch drivers to work, and you know, you really need to know what you're doing for that. So it would probably be like, I don't know, having a GeForce card on SteamOS or something where there isn't proper drivers out for that. You need to go and tweak existing ones that are there. But just to show that a card like that does exist and can exist is nice, because we'll never get to bloody own it now. And it was on eBay. It was on eBay, by the way. So I think it said some core limitations, no official driver support, and without third-party modifications. And that is for the history makers, for a bit of a tied to their collection, if they like. And actually, that's reminding me of something, actually. Hans, you'll have more of a comment on this, but anyone else wants to chip in, please do. remember a little while ago, there was, and I think it was in the 5000 series, whether it was the 5080, the 5090, there was talk of the cards having some less ROPs on them than they were supposed to have on them.
The 5090s apparently,
yeah. Yeah, I haven't checked mine. I bloody should, I just did. In case. I
did. That's the first thing I did when I got home, checking the ROPs.
I haven't. That's great.
To be fair, the card that you have probably won't have it because they're all like newer batches. It was actually the first ones made. Those had the problem, so yeah.
Okay.
There's actually, a very slim chance that you got that one.
Gamers Nexus did a video on that one, and they said that there were, it was kind of haphazard, but there was a bunch of 59s went out that had like one or two ROPs less than it's supposed to have. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it's not supposed to be like that.
You pay for that performance, you pay for that.
There you go, You pay for the performance.
And if you do find you have that in a card, you just contact whoever you bought it from and you will get a replacement.
Because, they replace it.
They're not going to buy an eyelid in that. Gray, that was me certainly from the little hardware bit I've got. Have you got any more in your hardware section you want to add on to?
No, I'm good.
Touch on before, no, yeah?
I brought them both up, so we're all good. The only thing I'll mention was I threw in the notes here, but and I'm going to say this. The 5090s, quite possibly the way we're all talking, are going to be the last GPU worth a shit, period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From this point.
Well, and worth a never, shit ever, is maybe a wrong word. I mean, the last air quotations needed affordable one. That's affordable, more what I think. It's
well, no, that too. That too.
I mean,
yes.
I'm saying this in air quotation because I don't think 3000 plus is affordable, by the way. So,
I'm looking at the fact that the 5090 at this rate could be the 1080 Ti of the future, because you ain't going to see anything else come out.
Honestly, I think that is the 4090, though.
I would say 4090 too. 4090 or 5090, both. But that's it. It's going to be like, that's it.
I mean, like, hypothetically, if a 6090 comes out, it's going to be well over 5000.
Oh, yeah. It's just, I mean, no one will be buying it except people with, you know, pocket change that they can burn.
This reminds me of something, this recent conversation we just had, and that is, we'll touch on this more next week, where we have more of a comprehensive CES lineup, because like CES is on today.
It starts in 20 minutes.
Starts in 20 minutes. And there is some rumours of things like from NVIDIA, like DLSS 4.5. So when you're talking about the other cards that may or may not come, Gray, what they might do is, I believe that leak of DLSS 4.5, because they want to try and keep interest in their gaming cards and their industry, because they know they'll have to delay their next generation of cards for a bit longer because of part shortages. So what can we do to keep people interested? So for us, it'll be kind of cool, because we're getting a little boost, if you like, and let's not get involved in the whole, do we use DLSS or yes or no, is it bad, yes or no. It's nice to have that option regardless. So we'll be keeping our eyes peeled and talking about that next week, because I'm also hoping they announce the AMD new chips as well, the new CPUs, because I'll be getting one of them. So I could be a clan leader of the Big D Club. I'm looking forward to that. We were thinking of delaying it, but to be fair, that we had too much to talk about. So... right, okay. If you've done your hardware part, great. I guess we'll try and break it up slightly with some gaming news, because...
some normal stuff.
Yeah, normal stuff, because we've been going ham for a while, and rightly so. I hope you feel slightly better, Hans. Probably not.
No.
No.
Jimmy's opening those little booklets inside and going,
deep breaths.
The classic of the plastic buttons.
The gaming news I have, and it maybe is slightly older, but it's still kind of relevant. Remember, we're not always first with the news. We're just come out with the news and talk about it in our own time, because it's not about being first for us. It's just about having a good laugh. FIFA, those guys, the football guys, and Netflix are partnering for a new football game the pair have announced. Now, this is absolutely bonkers, because if you've played Netflix games before, they are not great. They get access to the odd couple of big titles. Like, for example, Football Manager on mobile, you can only play if you have a Netflix account. So they tie things behind them. And if we remember, there was a split between FIFA and EA in 2023 after nearly 30 years. So FIFA 23 was the last football game that existed to have the FIFA branding on it before FIFA went, EA just went EA Sports FC. And it's still, it's not hit them that hard. They've just lost that license, that official license. So yeah. Netflix have then got into bed with FIFA. And they're going to, it's a company called the Delphi Interactive or Delphi Interactive, California-based studio. They've not released any games of their own previously, but it was involved in IO Interactive's upcoming 007 First Light. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Oh, they cancelled one. Oh no, no,
they delayed it.
Yeah. So the new FIFA game will release next summer, just in time for the FIFA World Cup in North America. So don't be surprised if it is World Cup themed and related. It will be free for Netflix gamers, or members, sorry. But for everyone else, you won't be able to pay for it. You'll have to join Netflix. So they've literally got you by the short and curlies with that one, to be honest with you.
So it's cloud gaming right there?
No, you can download the game. You can download the game. What happens is if you download a game like Red Dead Redemption is available on mobile only for Netflix subscribers. You download the game and then it'll check if you've got a login for Netflix and then it lets you play it or not. That'll probably be what happens.
So mobile only?
Well, yeah, they are mobile. I mean, you can get Netflix on the TV, but I haven't tested it out yet, and it seems to be like some crap games. Maybe you could hook up a controller and play it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of cloud, but you can have a local version as well, depending what game it is. This is one franchise you don't play, from right saying, Hans. You don't actually play the FIFA that you
used to. No, I never liked the FIFA one. The last one, actually, really played was FIFA 98, I think, for the World Cup. So on PlayStation 1. So.
I thought you'd be all over it, because you're probably the biggest football person here.
Yeah, but I don't like football. Do you like football games in general?
No, I'm the same. I'm not good at them. I don't like them. I've never liked to watch them. I just like to watch my team, and that's it. I'm not about playing it.
It's like
physically
they had this competitor called, I think, it was Pro Evolution Soccer.
Pro Ev, and it went free.
Yeah. which was even worse. I was like, I there's not one football game I actually enjoyed in my whole life, to be fair.
So, I'm the same.
Speaking of football, just because I'm curious, Trev, you did get the new Football Manager, right? Has there been anything good about that? I keep on hearing how bad it is.
I hear a lot of crap about it.
I haven't played it enough to review it. That's why I haven't reviewed it yet, because I don't think it's fair to do the usual grey 20 minutes and then come on and talk about it. I'm joking, I'm jesting, don't get upset. I want to play it for quite a while. They have patched the hell out of it, made it a lot better. I do have it. If and when there's a time to actually appropriately review it, I will do. But it is a lot better than it used to be. To add on to the FIFA Netflix collab, it says the game will stream to televisions with mobile phones used as controllers. Interesting.
Luna did that as well, I think.
The game will be played offline and online. What are you saying there, Matt? Say that again.
Luna do the same sort of thing where you use your phone as a controller sort of thing once you link. Because there's like a QR code that comes up on the screen.
I wouldn't want to do that. I would rather have a generic controller, or even just say an Xbox or a PlayStation controller.
What about making it work on the Switch too?
Yeah.
The Switch 2 controller. If they made it work with the Switch 2 controller, that would be pretty cool.
I mean, it would, but that'd be a separate version altogether, I would imagine. but yeah, so that's the FIFA side of things. I found that pretty interesting. Something else that I found really, really interesting as well, going back a little bit to tickle the nostalgia bone, a 98% complete version of the cancelled Game Boy Color Resident Evil port has been shared online.
Nice.
Now, that is pretty cool. You look at the graphics of it, of course, it's a Game Boy Color, they're pretty pants. But I don't think there was ever a Resident Evil game on Game Boy. I don't think so at the very start.
What did I remember?
Or the end. Yeah, yeah. I knew you'd find this one interesting, Hans. I knew you would. So the article goes on to say, in 1999, London-based studio HotGen were given the intimidating task of porting the PS1 and Saturn game to Nintendo's handheld, somehow turning a 32-bit console game that came in two CDs into an 8-bit handheld game on a 2-meg cartridge. Despite appearing possible...
Oh, wait, sorry, I need to think. Apparently there was one Resident Evil game on the Game Boy Color called Resident Evil Evil Gaiden. Or Gaiden.
Gaiden. Yeah. That's
2001.
Right,
so
good shout. Well, there you go. It's possible. Despite appearing impossible, this whole task, HotGen managed an impressive job of downgrading Res Evil for Game Boy Color, and the game was actually nearing completion when it was cancelled in the mid-2000s. It's been doing the rounds online with prototype ROMs for a while, but they've got the most complete version of it that it was in enough of an unfinished state that the players couldn't reach the end. I mean, even though it'd be 98%, it's enough just to make you can't actually get to the end of it. Now games that weren't have preserved, we've heard of these guys before, games that weren't, have preserved and shared a build of the game in its most complete state possible, taking it time it was cancelled, and believe this version may finally be playable from start to finish. As I've discussed before, one of my favourite franchise of all time, and I think at least Hans as well, is Resident Evil.
Yes, absolutely.
I adore that game. I'll be getting the new one.
It's my second favourite franchise of all. So.
Behind?
Castlevania.
Ah, good taste, mate.
Should have known that one, come on.
Yeah, the good problem taste, is, my friend. It's a small rant here. As Castlevania fans, we have it the worst. There's nothing on the horizon. Every year it's the same thing. Oh, there's rumors, there's leaks, there's this. Nothing ever happens. The last Castlevania thing we got was a goddamn pachinko machine, right? So let that sink in. If any other fans out there,
that's
like GTA fans or whatever,
pachinko players.
At least you get games. So
who owns the rights to it? Is it Capcom?
Konami.
Oh, wow. Right. See, they don't get me started in them because they could have brought out more Metal Gear Solid games and stuff. And don't get me started. I'll rant, mate. The last thing to add to the Game Boy article I had there was there was someone that said, reacting to the news that the point of cancellation build had been preserved and shared, artist Simon Butler commented, good to see my sprites again after all these years. It wasn't the most fun I've had on a project by a long shot, but it was interesting to see the least. Now, given that the game isn't 100% complete, of course you're still going to have some issues. Some cutscenes are unfinished, some sprite colours are wrong, and Wesker and Barry have the same sprites, for example. Zombies also drop to their knees when killed instead of falling over. Ooh la la. But it's not known if it was deliberate to satisfy Nintendo to make it less violent. So I'm glad I covered this article today and not a week or two ago when I originally had it noted down, but because of the start we've had today, I wanted to put some funny things in to kind of round things off. Now, this will be quick because Gray obviously seems to not really care about it very much because he noted as much on the notes. Starfield, that game, yep, might actually get Cyberpunk 2077 2.0 style update and PS5 Switch 2 launch in 2026. I don't care, Gray, but I'm interested, at least anyway, because I've got it for a PC. But it would be nice to have that update because you want a PS5 Pro edition, for example. You want a Switch 2 version so it's up to date. But I don't think CD Projekt Red have the resources to do that. But saying that, the last update they brought
out,
they said they wouldn't...
It's Bethesda.
You're talking about Bethesda,
sorry.
What did I say, Project Red?
Ignore me.
CD Projekt Red would do it right.
Yeah, exactly. They would be a lot better.
They need these updates out. They need these updates out for sure. I would like to see it being improved even more. This is from someone that's barely played the game, so any problems that existed before are hopefully mostly gone, and I can actually play a complete version. But I think
did you play for 20 minutes?
Greg, did you not...
5 minutes. You watched the YouTube.
Did you not share a meme a little while ago of a video? Well, it wasn't a meme. It was a video of a guy playing Starfield.
Star Wars.
No, it was Starfield. And he said, right, okay, this is the difference between this game and, say, what was it, Elite Dangerous or something. And he'd be like, you know, the difference is I can walk for 20 minutes and find nothing. And then continue walking on. Oh, wait, there's nothing. Whereas if I'd played a Bethesda game, another Bethesda game, or another title similar to this, there would have been NPCs on the way and things to keep me engaged. No, this turned into a 20-minute walking simulator.
Yeah,
so,
the thing is, though, with Starfield, they used, like, this generative
Very generic.
Yeah, but it messed everything up. Every planet is different for everyone because it generates during the game. And it completely...
Yeah, they're all boring.
Yeah, it's completely dead faced.
No, it's boring.
I mean, I played it with the Star Wars mod on it, and then it was actually a completely new game, but the jankiness is still there.
Still, even with the Star Wars mod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the biggest gripe, like, and Trev kind of pointed it out on Starfield, was that you had to walk for miles or run for miles to get anywhere. So what did they do? They put in an update that gave you a buggy. Okay. I should have done that to begin with. But now the problem is now you're driving for miles and there's nothing there.
The problem is that game is also kind of dead. There is still support, but there's nothing on the horizon or something.
Ubisoft is stupid. They're sitting there devoting resources to a game that they think people like. The only thing I will say, and you brought it up and I had posted
Assassin's Creed,
it in our Discord.
Which this up, brings up.
I did watch a video I posted in the Discord of this guy that never played the Star Wars mod that we talked about for Starfield. And this guy played it, and he was going gaga over it. And I was watching it. It looked really good, and it really looked like a different game. I mean, it is. There were different things going on, all different types of stuff to do and everything.
Yeah, it wasn't just a reskin, was it? It was the whole total.
No, I played that game. I have it installed still on the laptop. The problem just is there's still all of the Bethesda jank. Right,
and yeah, of course
I mean, he was saying he wasn't getting any jank, but I mean, he did point out one or two things here and there once in a while. But overall, though, he said it was just like he couldn't believe it.
No, it is impressive what they did, but I think it's like 80 gigs worth of mods or something. So
I didn't really think about this, but he also said that he thinks it's so good that he thinks Disney, who owns Star Wars, is going to pull it one day. Like,
that's why I saved them to my PC already.
Well, again, it's a modder. They're not making any money, so they really... You can't really tell them they can't do it, per se.
You can if you really want to, but it's not in their best interest because financially...
No, it doesn't look like they're going after the little guy, big time.
Which they don't care about. So I do think this update is a good idea because it's not come out on PlayStation yet. Has it? No, it hasn't. It hasn't come out on Switch, so when it comes out, I'd like a shiny version of it. Still got it in PC. I won't touch it in any other version. Their last DLC kind of bombed up quite a bit, actually. Mm-hmm. It wasn't successful. So I think they'll go back to the drawing board because they want to support this game for years to come, like a live service type game. And Microsoft have put up probably a lot of pennies behind this one. So we'll see what happens. I haven't played it enough to comment, but everyone tells me it kind of sucks a little bit. So hey-ho. And the last thing I've got on my agenda, and this, let's say, happened a week or two ago, but the festive period has kind of delayed things a little bit. That rip-off, that Tencent clone, was pulled from stores recently as Sony settles a lawsuit. Now, that was that Light of Motrium. The complete rip-off. Now, we don't know many details of this because these things are settled out of court and you don't usually hear about it, but according to court documents filed recently, the two companies have reached a confidential settlement, and it appears that the game has also been delisted from Steam and Epic Game Stores. this lawsuit was filed a while ago by Sony. I think it was actually July, alleging copyright and trademark infringement. That basically might have, Light of Mortrium was so close to Horizon Zero Dawn and Horizon Forbidden West that players could be confused into thinking it was part of the same series, which is a relevant argument to have, to be honest with you. Tencent at the time responded, claiming saying that the claims were startling and accused Sony of trying to monopolize a part of popular culture. What we found out since, it basically halted public testing of the game when the lawsuit played out. And then we see a filing recently that Sony and Tencent have now jointly asked the court to dismiss the case after a confidential settlement was agreed. Now, no one really knows what that'll be, but I think they got so far into the process and Tencent were like, we're not going to win this, man. I mean, it's kind of...
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. And I think Tencent were wrong in many different ways because they're the ones that came to Sony a while before going, listen, we've got an idea for a Horizon game. Are you interested in it? And it probably was something like The Light of Mortrium. And Sony went, no, we're good, thank you. So what Tencent have decided is to keep on playing it, designing it and developing it, and then just try and bring it out regardless and who gives a shit. Now, what will happen going forwards? It's all been pulled at the moment. They won't waste that time, Tencent. They will actually just reskin it. They'll reskin it to make it something else, and then it will still come out. So I don't know if Sony got what they wanted. I don't know if they get any compensation, but it's been pulled completely, and I think that was the idea.
Here's what they're going to do. They're going to reskin it to look like Fallout, and they'll be back in trouble again.
Yeah. Do Stranger Things. Nobody's done that yet.
Exactly.
So, I won't even charge you for that one.
We're not surprised by this, boys. We're really not surprised. No, I mean, Tencent are huge. So.
It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. They sit there. I mean, it was so close. You really think you're going to get that thing out there without Sony saying something? Especially since Sony is highly invested in Horizon because that's one of their prime IPs. They got a TV show coming. They got online co-op game coming. Two of them actually. One I think is more mobile, and one is going to be more for us. I mean, and there's other stuff too, from what I understand. So that's one of their big franchises. They probably went to Tencent and, look, we're going to sue you out of existence. So basically, you know, if you want to save face, let's do the right thing. And then they did.
Yep. So, I mean, that settles that one. And then we'll probably see later this year or next year with a different skin on it. So
we're not going to see that on the horizon.
What? Oh, jeez. That's coming. I have one question, though. Do you think someone out there might actually get a hold of that copy of that game and we might see it go out there somewhere?
Maybe.
It's always possible with a hack. It's always possible.
I mean, that would be the only thing that would be interesting. If I saw it go out there, I might be, just to see what it was all about, it would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
we got to check our lady, see if she's got it, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Although but she usually does real things, not things that are kind of.
Took me a second to click onto what you were saying there. Matt, you have some gaming news as well, some stuff that you've been like me catching up on the last few weeks that you want to discuss.
You played all these games, Matt?
I haven't played them. I just looked at them, seen them, went, some of them are kind of good.
So you've done a grey then? You've done a grey is what you're saying.
I did a grey. I watched a YouTube thing and I'll write about this.
He's giving us a pre-whatever report.
Preemptive strike. Yeah, that's it.
Don't play this game.
Yeah, I haven't found any demos for them yet. So I was looking, especially at the Ancient Farm one. I was looking at that one down there.
It does say game news and not game review, to be fair, Greg.
It does. There you go.
No, I agree.
There's no reviews down there. Normally I put reviews.
Go for it, Sanchez.
I just was curious because when I saw four of them, I'm going like, wow, did you play something?
hardcore gamer. Here we go.
Go for it. Pathological. Right. Logical, boy.
Something white out there. Something a little bit different, though. Something out of game world. I was downstairs coming in and the caretaker saw me and they're like, oh, Did you hear the news? And I was like, oh my God, what's happened in the news? Somebody's blown up or something, or somebody's done another jump off the cliff balcony or something. And no, apparently she goes, there's loads of US Air force planes coming over and landing, near us. And there's going to be power wipes going on throughout. I'm like, what? I haven't heard none of that. I mean, yeah, there's U.S. forces, planes coming through, C-17s coming through to Fairford in Gloucester. And I know there's a thing with NATO. That's just normal stuff. You know, there's no power outage things going on at all.
Is that a game?
No, this is real life. This is what the lady was saying downstairs. I don't know. But what was it? Okay, back to the game. Pathologic. Now, this actually might suit her. I don't know. Yes, so this is going to come out January 9th. It's a psychological horror RPG where the real monster is time and disease and maybe our own decision-making as well. So that's got to be some fun things there. The game basically asks, what if we give you 24 hours, no resources, and a crippling guilt, and then judged you on every choice that you made? So it's pretty much like real life, but with more plague-esque things to go on there. So it's going to be an interesting game. It adds a little extra to their genre that we haven't really seen for quite a while. Yeah.
Sounds like the TV show, 24.
It kind of is, but in the scary world, yeah. Yeah, I was kind of looking at that going, it might be nice. It's like a fever dream.
You could croak and you're dead in less than 24 hours.
You could do, yes, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, it's like a moral philosophy essay wrapped in a panic attack playing this game, apparently. So
wow, okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth the look there. We also know, we've known about this, there was a Code Vein 2, which comes at the end of January. It's an anime Souls-like sequel that nobody expected, but everybody secretly wanted.
Souls like on.
Yeah, yeah. I could smell the boss fights going on here.
I wouldn't dare. So.
Yeah. It's back with the new revenants, new weapons, and new ways to get absolutely obliterated by bosses who look like they crawled out of a Hot Topic fever dream. So there you go. That's another good one to look forward to. Now, Star Rupture. I was looking at this. This looks really nice. Very, very Imperium-esque. If anybody's ever played the Imperium, there. So Star Rupture, which is again coming out 5th of January, tomorrow. 6th of January, tomorrow, yeah.
Is that 8-bit?
Tomorrow, today. Tomorrow, normal. No. Good graphics. Okay. You won't have any alliance or anything like you're used to. So there you go. It's a co-op survival crafting game set on an alien planet with absolutely hates you. Dynamic weather, hostile wildlife, environmental hazards. Basically, it's like camping, but with more screaming and fewer marshmallows. And I like marshmallows. So what does it compare to? So it's a bit like a space age Valheim or Ark.
Interesting.
So yeah,
space age Valheim.
Yeah, so like in Valheim, you had the trolls and Ark, you died to dinosaurs. Yeah, Star Rupture, you die to everything. Everything kills you. So there you go, including your own incompetence. So here we go. Another one that's grabbed my interest, which I kind of interest, you know, everybody's done Farming Simulator. You get on your tractor, you go and do this, that, and the other. But now you don't get the tractor. Now it's just your 2 feet. And back in the old ages is the ancient farm.
Man.
A prehistoric farming sim where you grow crops, tame wild animals, and try not to die from natural disasters. It's a first person one as well, with craft building bases and all that stuff. So
you have like no tools, you have to just dig with your finger.
Yeah, it's kind of like Stardew Valley, but you can punch yourself in the face with it. So there you go. No tractors, no sprinklers, just you, a stick, and a crushing weight of ever early human survival. So there you go. So it's definitely one worth having a look at. It's very fun.
Matt, what ship are you in that? What's your background?
My background?
Is it Star Wars?
Yeah, that's one of the hallways of the Imperator hallway of this Star Destroyer.
Okay.
Yeah. I came out from this way.
That's why you're kitchen.
Yeah, and that's the bar.
That's the bar. There's always a bar, isn't there?
Around every corridor there's a bar.
Is that all your games there, Matt? Game news, or is there more?
No, yeah, those are the games.
He buzzed through the four.
Well, I mean,
they're more like just... to keep your eyes open and play them.
Yeah. We certainly have the time. You may as well just go straight into the hardware tech news you had as well, Matt. And I'm curious to hear about the CES stuff, considering it's just kicking off 5 minutes ago.
I'm watching CES at the moment, so I'm a bit quiet.
That's why you're so quiet. If we can give you any tidbits before we finish the pod.
Well, let's just say that the media is asking the way wrong questions to certain people.
They always
so.
Do, mate. Of course they always do.
It's not Jensen yet, it's some other guy from Nvidia at the moment. So.
Because a lot of them won't be hardcore gamers. They're media. They don't ask the right questions because they're not the right people.
To be fair, I think this is controlled media and controlled questions.
I was going
to
say that. Yeah, there will be. They're all in favor of everything that's said. We love it.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us, Matt, about the Asus stuff then and what your take is on the CES?
Yeah, so Asus price hikes. There we go. So hardware prices are going up again. Asus announces increases on selected gaming gear, and this includes the ROG Ally X. Why? Because AI wants it all. That's why. They want the DRAM, they want the NAND, they want the SSDs, they want your soul. AI is basically that one kid in school that who likes the snacks and says, mine now. So there you go. It's horrible. It's they. We'll all cry. But then we'll probably buy it anyway, if we can. As AI has a long-term trend for the big bosses.
That's a trend here. AI is all I hear at CES at the moment.
AI. It is.
Imagine there was a drinking game on AI, like 24, when every time Jack Bauer said, damn, you'd have to drink a shot, right? Imagine that was the same for AI. Like
every 10 words, there's two AIs now in this conversation at the moment. So.
Well, what you do is you put money into a pot every time they say AI, and you can buy the 5090.
Absolutely, yeah. AI is the new crypto. But with fewer monkeys.
They're
talking about something now called dark data. I mean,
dark data. What is it, space? Like a dark
I don't know, man. I completely lost track.
That's
out on the dark web now. Dark data.
Right.
Matt, what's this CES 26 that you've got there? Were you just bringing it up in general, or
is here, and the big themes are, let me guess, AI and gaming, new display tech, peripherals to be, what's it, next gen, because they added one extra LED. We're expecting big live streams from AMD, Nvidia, Asus, Samsung, LG, Lenovo, everybody basically except for your nan. I've got to be there.
Nintendo there.
Yeah. Do we need AI and gaming hardware? No. Do we want it?
No.
Let's not go down that.
It'd be cool, but we can't buy it anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Will companies shove it in anyways? Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Without putting any lube on it. Yep.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ, man. On separate news, I was but I knew it'd be successful, selling my 5080, because I bought... I mean, that's the problem. I get bullied into buying this. And I mean, really bullied Gray into buying his. So we need to work in Matt next. I had a Zotac GeForce RTX 5080 Amp Extreme Infinity, which is basically the best 5080 they do, because it had an infinity mirror on the end of it. That's why I bought it. I'm not naive and vain. I got it because it was a mirror on the end of it. And I was like, ooh, shiny.
Yeah.
So... I bought that for £1,100, maybe, I think. Can't remember. I've managed to sell it for £961 secondhand. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
No, never secondhand.
That is pretty good, man.
If you wait a little while, there'll be more.
Yeah, you want to be looking at over the grand.
I was like, nah, I don't want to... Nah, I'd rather be my bank.
You don't want to be one of those guys.
I've got a couple other components to sell as well.
Fucking idiot.
He is a fucking idiot.
Sorry.
We are talking about
what happened there. It was an F bomb from hands in the background. What happened?
They're asking the question about what can you do about demand for something that doesn't even exist yet. Right?
Oh, AI added. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. The answer is we just anticipate on everything. That's the answer. That's the whole problem.
Oh, magic, right? The magic crystal balls there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love it. That's great.
I'm getting...
I've got a funny feeling next week's episode will be a doozy. It will be. I mean, there was the leak before, and I'm reading about this leak just now, Hans. MSI GeForce RTX 1590 Lightning Z unleashes. It's a 2.77 gig, 1,000 watt power.
1,000 watt?
Oh, yeah, and there's also an XOC BIOS that get to 2,000 watt,
yeah,
just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, 2,500 XOC BIOS.
UPS here, we might as well just have a big massive power bank.
360 millimeter AIO cooling and a larger display than your phone. I mean, at this stage, that's what they have to do, boys, don't they? They have to do this because, like, the innovation's not there. They're short. The components are too expensive or they're too hard to get. So what they're going to do, bring out big fancy editions of these cards, and it won't stop until we stop buying them. But I've had this analogy before, and Hans will understand this more about a football club. If you hated the football club or the players or the process, you stop buying the tickets. You stop buying the tickets, there's someone always ready to step in your place and take that ticket. So there's always someone with enough money to go in and buy that card. That's why they'll make these cards.
Yeah,
it'll be smaller, like the PS5 Pro. They didn't build many of them. And they put it at a higher premium so they wouldn't make a loss on it from day one. Why? Because they could. There was an enthusiast level person out there, aka me, aka an idiot, that would go and buy it and probably never play it much, which is pretty much the case. So it does look like a nice card though, Hans. Well, it's lovely.
Sorry, say again. Last question.
No, the MSI Lightning 5090 looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It looks... So it's got AIO cooling on it, right? But the AIO cooler has got its own separate display that's bigger than a mobile phone. So, does it have a price? Please say you have a price for me.
It's probably going to be around 5,000.
probably will. Oh, wait a minute. Hasn't confirmed pricing or availability. They have confirmed the card will be a limited edition model with only 1,300 units produced. Oh, what are we doing now?
That's all?
That's very smart, though. That's why they can command that.
Limited edition.
There is a video on it as well and stuff. I won't bother playing it. You're safe. But yeah, I think that's all the news we've got so far on top of the little special.
No leak
got.
Price on it? I can't believe it.
No leak price yet. But Hans is right. It probably would be about that price, especially if it's going to be limited edition. That's how they can command more money. MSI, high-end PSUs, monitors that I see here as well, and stuff, but nothing too exciting yet.
So we're going to start the rumor right now. It's $5,000. Tell everybody.
It's going to be around that, because the other one was, the other limited edition was about the same price, wasn't it? So I'd say this might be higher.
More than likely, man. More than likely. I think that's we've got everything at the moment. We don't have a quiz this week.
Quiz,
Due to circumstances, to throw it together. Just busy life stuff gets in the way sometimes, but we'll be back as normal. Thank you for your patience over the festive period. Some of us were available at certain times to do a pod, others weren't, and we wanted to bring out a kind of highlight special so you had something. And then the guys were able to fill in last week. So we are back to normal for next week, where we'll be, I mean, I guess great unofficially another special because it'll be CES special. CES going for how long? It's longer than a week. Is it not like 10 days or 2 weeks or something, Hans?
I thought it used to be 4 days or something.
Right? Yeah, it's midweek, I think it is. Yeah.
Is it right? So by the time next week comes, because we normally record on a Monday, give or take, we should be able to bring all the kind of decent news from CES to you next
week. Also, next week I'll be talking about my adventures with Linux, or misadventures, whatever you want to call it.
We're hearing some of that.
Oh, man.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
It's not ready for mainstream. The rest is for next week.
just remember Bazite. It's a name of a character from a Mario game. No, only kidding.
It wasn't only Bazite. I tried four different versions of Linux now, and
I know. When you go at it, you go whole hog. So it's like
Go hard. No,
the funny thing,
home.
Though, is just to give a primer on what he's going to do next week.
I'm always hard.
I saw an article where this guy loaded
a primer.
A primer.
What the hell is a primer?
A primer is like a promo for next time.
Is that?
Yeah,
that must be a grism. Yeah. Sorry,
that means you prime somebody to be able to listen to the big one later.
Okay. Okay.
But what? I read an article. I thought about you, Hans, because I saw this video. I don't know who it was, but they had loaded Bazite on there, and they're playing whatever game. And they're going like, "Yeah, it wasn't hard at all. It just burp, 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 and here the game is running down them." And I'm like, "Couldn't be that easy." Like,
we look forward to that.
It's not that it's hard. I mean, there's just too many steps in between. I'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. Well, I think Hans is going away to. Find a bottle of lubrication and watch the rest of CES, especially when Jansen comes on with another leather jacket. So we'll leave him to it. Thank you again to Gray, Hans, and Matt for joining me. We'll be back as normal next week. But until then, say goodbye to the people, guys.
Goodbye to the people.
Bye. Cheerio. Bye-bye.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.